from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Let's do this Aiyuk thing. I did text Mike Garofolo, and I even played the Aditi card, because they worked with each other for many years to try to get him on to talk about this. He has not gotten back to me. I don't think it's necessary anymore, though, because there's been a lot more reporting on this. Schefter, in the last few minutes, I heard Joe and Paul mention this at the end of the show. Schefter is saying that teams, and I would guess, including the Steelers, have already reached out to the 49ers and been told they're not trading Aiyuk right now, even though he did formally request a trade. Josina Anderson said the Patriots are one of these teams too. They've been told it's not happening right now. Again, right
Spotrac
now.
Spotrac tweeted this.
Go ahead.
Brandon Aiyuk on a $14.1 million salary is more valuable to the 24 Niners than draft pick compensation. It's a tough situation for the player, but it was part of their plan.
Yeah, but a lot can happen here. So training camp starts next Tuesday for San Francisco. We'll see if he shows up or not. You can say, well, it's the middle of July. It's not the end of the world if he doesn't. How long does it go? Will he carry it into the season? Will he do a thing where he shows up as late as possible just to get the extra year accrued so he can get to free agency so the year counts? That's probably on the table. I would think that's at least something that they've discussed. He wants the money. He wants to get paid like Jalen Waddle and Amon-Ra St. Brown in that category, maybe even closer to Jefferson and the money he got. And apparently the 49ers are unwilling to do that. The thing I've heard about the Steelers in this is one of the things that they are supposedly willing to do for Aiyuk. They are willing to give him around $120 million. The way it works, though, is they would rip up his contract for this year, basically, and they would make it $120. He'd get the money starting right now.
Replaces the year.
Yes.
Instead of what they love to do with their own deals, where they always say it actually, they always want the number to be lower when they sign a guy to an extension internally.
So he'd get a $10 million a year raise and it would start, he'd get a $10 million raise right now. He'd go from $14 million, I think it's to $24 million right away.
4 years, 120?
Yeah.
Well, that averages out to
So it'd be like 5 years, 120.
Okay.
And he gets a $10 million a year. He gets the raise right now. That's what I heard. Maybe that's still not enough. I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're allowed.
5 and 120 is considerably less than 4 and 120.
Right, but he'd get it right now. He'd get it right this second. He'd get a big signing bonus and he'd get the big raise for this year.
I got it. I understand. I still wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't do it. Just, I still don't think there is definitive proof that you have a passing offense here that is one Brandon Aiyuk away from being phenomenal. And
but
you
why
don't have
it,
an offensive coordinator that has shown he can build an offense around two high-level wide receivers.
But why would you let either one of those two things stand in the way of getting a really good player?
Because how useful is he to you if it ends up that both of the quarterbacks you've brought in just don't end up panning out? And I understand that Justin Fields did good work, very good work, with specifically DJ Moore, but there's a reason he's not
okay,
in
so
Chicago
that gets back
anymore.
To the draft pick that you give up. If it's a first-round pick, well, then it makes it hard to go out and draft the replacement for Wilson or Fields next year. But if you do a sign and trade with the 49ers for Aiyuk and you give up, say, a second round pick and something else, then now you've got two stud receivers and you draft a quarterback in next year's first round.
Worst first round of quarterbacks since maybe
sure.
even Kenny
I mean,
Pickett's
right
year.
Now it looks like that. It could change.
I know, but people were saying that about Pickett's draft year before it even got there, and then it ended up being every bit
so,
as bad as
so
people
So then
thought.
Just to make sure I follow this, if Fields or Wilson had a good year, and proved you that they had the quarterback thing figured out, you would be fine with bringing Ayuk in next year?
No, I mean, I think if I felt better about Wilson or Fields right now, like that Ayuk was the thing that was going to take this offense, and Arthur Smith designing an offense that's more pass heavy, when they've everything they've done is telegraphed, actually, we want to run the ball a ton and involve our tight end more that we drafted in the second round.
But
if I thought any of those factors were different, I'd be more on board with it, but I don't think they're different. Like, I think Wilson's going to be good enough to hold on to the job, but I don't think that means he's going to be a top 10 quarterback. He's probably going to be right around league average.
But what I don't understand about that is then, so the only teams that should be interested in Ayuk are teams with top 10 quarterbacks, so the Commanders shouldn't want him?
No, if I were the Commanders and I had a rookie wide receiver or rookie quarterback and I wanted to surround him with everything possible because that rookie quarterback was going to be on a rookie scale deal for more than just 1 year, which is really the Russell Wilson situation. If he's good, it's only going to be 1 year where you get a deal. I'd be much more willing to do it. If I were the Patriots, where Drake May is going to be on a rookie deal for this many years, yeah, I'd want to do that.
What
the
if
Steelers
you,
are in
hold
a
on a
different
second, though.
Boat.
What if you determine that you think Ayuk is better than Pickens and you want to give Ayuk the money and you don't want to give Pickens it long term? So it's not like you're locking
up
both receivers.
That's more interesting.
So why isn't that out of the question?
I don't think it is out of the question. But do you think the Steelers generally like their own people more than they like other people's draft picks?
Usually, but they just traded Deontay Johnson for somebody's second
rate
corner.
Does what Mike Tomlin has said about Pickens throughout his career so far strike you as Mike Tomlin wanting to sign off on being done with George Pickens after 4 years? He looks at George Pickens as like this long-term project.
Fair enough, but he made excuses up and down for Deontay Johnson, and then they unloaded him again, I'll say, for a second-rate
corner.
That
was also a guy who had already gotten paid once here, and they weren't going to pay him again.
True.
Pickens hasn't gotten that. I think Mike Tomlin wants to see George Pickens become one of the best receivers in the NFL and be like this model citizen on the field because he's never gotten in trouble off it because Mike Tomlin just likes the idea of that.
Well, dude,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.